USC silences its valedictorian. She vows to fight on. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. At the center of the University of Southern California's campus in Los Angeles stands a statue of Hecuba, queen of ancient Troy. A statue celebrating the women of Troy, says USC's website. It goes on, Hecuba would defend her children and her city with fierce passion and loyalty. She would urge the Trojans to fight on, even when they were outnumbered, exhausted, facing impossible odds, unquote. USC is suffused with the imagery of Troy, said by ancient writers like Homer to have been sacked by the Greeks after they entered the walled city by hiding inside the fabled Trojan horse. The motto of USC's sports teams, the Trojans, is fight on. But this week, USC decided to abandon one of its most prominent young women students, its 2024 valedictorian, Asna Tabassum, and to give up the fight, buckling under a wave of neo-McCarthyism sweeping campuses nationwide. Last Monday, USC announced it was canceling Tabassum's valedictory commencement address. Provost Andrew Guzman explained in the statement, quote, "The intensity of feelings fueled by both social media and the ongoing conflict in the Middle East has escalated to the point of creating substantial risks relating to security and disruption at commencement." He continued, "To be clear, this decision has nothing to do with freedom of speech. There is no free speech entitlement to speak at a commencement," he said. Asna Tabassum is a first-generation South Asian-American Muslim, graduating with a major in biomedical engineering and a minor in resistance to genocide. She posted a response to USC's announcement on the website of CARE, that's the Council on American-Islamic Relations, saying in part, quote, "I'm not surprised by those who attempt to propagate hatred. I'm surprised that my own university, my home for 4 years, has abandoned me. On April 14th, I asked about the alleged safety concerns and was told that the university had the resources to take appropriate safety measures for my valedictory speech, but that they would not be doing so since increased security protections is not what the university wants to," she said, "present as an image." Speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour, Asna described the vitriol she suffered after being named valedictorian.
It only took a few hours before such posts began circulating, and it launched a very generalized and honestly very hateful and disappointing campaign to remove me as valedictorian, yes.
USC officials wouldn't share details of the threats they allegedly received.
I was offered no information and was told it was not appropriate for me to know.
Asna's major and minor may seem completely disparate areas of study, but Asna explained,
"My minor in resistance to genocide allows me to study the human condition at possibly one of its worst conditions."
Asna continued,
"And then biomedical engineering is my way of learning technically how we can improve the human condition through increasing health accessibility. And so the ways that I specifically see this are, for example, when I learn about the Rwandan genocide or the Holocaust or various other forms of genocides and conflicts through my minor, I look at the ways in which healthcare and health are impeded and the ways in which the quality of life are impeded so that I can build devices and health technologies using my major and using the education and the information I learned in my major of biomedical engineering to see how we can develop low-cost and accessible point-of-care devices so that we can improve the ways in which people experience healthcare when they are at their most in need of healthcare."
One likely reason Asna was targeted, not raised by the USC administration, is her solidarity with Palestinians. In her Instagram bio, she links to a website detailing the Israel-Palestine conflict. On that site, both the two-state and the one-state solution, the two principal proposals for a permanent peace in the region, are described. One sentence reads, quote, "One Palestinian state would mean Palestinian liberation and the complete abolishment of the state of Israel," unquote. Asna responded on Democracy Now!
The sentence right after the one you just quoted, it talks about coexistence between Arabs and Jews. You know, there's a lot of factors here, and my goal in putting the link in my bio is simply to inform my fellow peers in the small ways that I can. But ultimately, what I want people to take away is for people to inform themselves, come to their own conclusions, and then advocate for what they believe in. And so in no way am I advocating for hate. I'm only advocating for human equality and for the sanctity of human life when I say that Palestinians, as well as Jews, as well as Muslims and Armenians and anyone else who is invested in this conflict, has the equal right to life and the equal privilege of the fullest extent to life.
Asna's solidarity with Palestinians, especially as a hijab-wearing Muslim woman, while Israel relentlessly bombs civilians in Gaza, may actually be what USC doesn't want to present as an image. This all comes as congressional Republicans mount a neo-McCarthyite campaign accusing elite liberal universities of tolerating anti-Semitism on campus. While genuine anti-Semitism exists, this current witch hunt appears to be targeting campuses where Palestinian solidarity and anti-war movements are growing in strength. Before Columbia University President Manoush Shafiq appeared Wednesday at the same House committee that led to the resignation of two presidents, both women, from Harvard and the University of Pennsylvania, 23 Jewish Barnard Columbia professors wrote her a detailed open letter. It stated, quote, "We object to the weaponization of anti-Semitism, and we advocate for a campus where all students, Jewish, Palestinian, and all others, can learn and thrive in a climate of open, honest inquiry and rigorous debate," they wrote. CARE is calling on the public to join its demand that USC reinstate Asna Tabassum as a commencement speaker. In the spirit of Hecuba, Asna vows to fight on. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.